Then,
I'm about Sternbach Wednesday night.
We'll start, give a bit of drop on the background, and then we'll get down to halacha. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that's Sadi Beis on the Dalar. First, the Gemara says, if a person has a meal and does not leave over any bread on his table, we don't leave over any bread. And then the Gemara asks the question, is that true? Now, if you leave over pieces of bread on your table, so what's going on over here? Either first, Gemara says it's a siman bracha if you do leave over bread. Then Gemara says if you do leave over bread, then it's avodah zarah. What's going on? So Gemara answers, lo kasha, harde kashema ba'adei, harde le kashema ba'adei. If there's a whole loaf of bread or piece of bread on your table, then you should not. No, if there's crumbs there, you should not go and bring a whole piece of bread, that's avodah zarah. But to leave over little crumbs, that is a good thing to do. But to go and bring, especially a piece of bread or chal on the table, that is like avodah zarah. That's background. So just before we get to halacha, very quickly. So that means, in a nutshell, it says here clearly in the Gemara that you should leave, if a person does not leave over any bread at the end of his meal, then you don't say siman brachos. So it's a good thing to do.
Crumbs is called bread.
Oh, we'll get there. So just very briefly, there's four. What's pshat in this Gemara? Interesting Gemara. That why there's halacha that before you bench, you should leave over some crumbs or some challah or bread. What's the reason? So there's four pshat, and say it very quickly. So Rashi Afanot says on the page says that do you know why you should leave over a bit of bread? Because a poor person might come to your house in the middle of the meal and you want to give him something. So if you have a bit of leftover challah or leftover bread from your meal, you'll be able to give it to a poor person. That's what Rashi says. The Zoya says because that whenever a person benches at the end of the meal, he always gets blessed. A broch blessed by Hashem. So you want it to be on something materialized. So that's why you should have a bit of bread. And the Levush says, because we want to thank Hashem for the food that He gives us, we should leave over a bit of bread. So that's the Gemara. Then the Shulchan Aruch passes it lemaisa. It says in Siman Kuf Pei, Sif Aleph, Ei lehose halechem adach haberch samozim. You should always make sure to leave over some bread till after berch samozim. And then he says, Kol mi she'enim shai pasach shulchan. If a person does not leave over any bread, Ein eroy siman bracha l'olam, you won't say siman bracha. But he says, Aval lo yovi pashlim uktenan ha'shulchan. You should leave over a bit of crumbs or little bits of challah, but don't go. If you go specially and bring a whole piece of bread or a bagel or a whole challah to the table, then that should not do, and it will be avodah zarah. So first, so that's the basic halacha and the Shulchan Aruch. So then Mishabur says straight away, he says that when does it say that you should not bring a challah or piece of bread to the table, and if you do, it'll be avodah zarah? Only if you don't have any bread, if you do have crumbs. If you've got a bit of crumbs or little bits of challah, and then you go and bring a whole challah or piece of bread, then it'll be avodah zarah. But if all your crumbs, everything is finished, then, says the Mishnah Berurah, you should definitely, yes, go and bring another piece of bread or challah, because we want to have a siman bracha. Therefore, you should. Now, the Sha'asiyan adds on an interesting anafkamina. I said briefly before, there's four reasons brought down why you have to have bread. So the Sha'asiyan says, we'll make a big nafkamina. If it's because of Rashi for a poor person, then to have a few tiny crumbs, it's a bit schnarl. You can't really give that to a poor person. But for the other reasons, that the bracha should be on something materialized, you can. So the Sha'asiyan says, because of the main reason of Rashi that you should have for a poor person, it's not enough just to have tiny little crumbs. It should be like...
So if you've got no bread, you bring bread, and it's all... Even if you've got crumbs, because in case the poor man comes,
No, I think, seems to be, the halacha of bringing a whole bread is only if you don't have any crumbs at all. But right. When the Sha'asiyan says that you need something for the poor person, it seems to be that, obviously not crumbs, but a bit bigger from...
So it says,
But I don't know, because unless he's arguing the Mishabura, the Mishabura says that the Shulchan Aruch says that if you should not bring a whole piece of bread. Yeah, and but said the Mishabura, if there's crumbs on the table, there's no crumbs.
That's called the bracha, but the problem that nobody gets a poor man comes at that time, how are you going to get away with it because having crumbs on your table?
No, because the Mishabura Lamaisa brings all the four reasons.
Yeah, but she's going to steer it. And then? One, the poor man and the crumbs.
Yeah, here.
No crumbs.
Unless it's like sort of a middle way, that means. If you don't have anything at all, obviously bring a whole.
But if you have crumbs, you
should try probably that the crumbs should be a bit of a middle way that the poor person should come. There's probably a middle way between tiny crumbs and a whole challah, a whole piece of bread. No, it's mashma that if you've got crumbs from the Mishabura, then you shouldn't go and bring a whole slice of bread or a whole challah. So now the question is that how do we apply this to Maisa? Let's talk about a regular Shabbos meal, three meals on Shabbos. It's quite easy because normally, especially if you've got a whole family and if you have guests, then you're obviously bound to have little bits left over, so then it's fine. One's like lunch during the week, then you have a sandwich, a bagel or something. Most times you're going to finish it. You're not going to have. You're going to run into what's then. So. I saw quoted from the River Rose Ephraim, Shai Shosh from some called Ephraim Greenblatt. He says that you should always try to make sure. So let's say you're having lunch at home on a regular day and you're having a bagel or a piece of bread. So if you do attack a finish your whole what's likely finish your whole piece of bread or your bagel or your sandwich, then you should go and take out the freezer or have an extra roll at home and put that on the table for benching. You should try to do it. And he said that if you don't have any bread in the freezer or anything, you should make sure every time you have lunch to tack and leave over little bits of crumbs or something that it should No, see, he actually adds on, he says that that we said from the Shasir, if it's that's a poor person, then it has to be a bit bigger. The River Sephraim says that doesn't really apply nowadays, because if you think about it, most times a poor person comes to your house, you're not going to give him a little bits of crumbs, you're either going to give him a nice donation of some money, or you'll give him a nice piece of cake or something proper. You're not going to give him little bits. So that reason, that's not that reason he throws away. So it's the other reasons that the broth should be chal on something, or to show Hashem that we're thanking him. So for that, crumbs is enough. So the Rivers of Fimes, so he says that when you're having lunch during a regular day, you should either, if you finish your whole sandwich or bagel, you should take out from the freezer. And if you don't have from the freezer, then you should make sure not to finish the whole thing and leave a little bit over. But he does say that if you're, let's say, often eating in work or let's say eating on the go, then he says because he might be scared that the crumbs might get stepped on or might be dangerous or not smart for other people, then you tackle, don't need to be careful on this halacha. But if that doesn't apply, eating at home or when you work and it work, you're not scared or get stepped on, then you should be mapped about this and either. I think, yeah, the Ma'aseh of the Shulchan Aruch here speaking about Berachas HaMazon, that I would say in the Gemara's. Yeah, in the Gemara's says that Kol. What's the Russian like Gemara? So, Kol She'inim Shai Pasar Shulchan, Einim Rosim of Bracha Le'olam.
It's not applied by Berachas HaMazon, by Anifah.
I would say that, yeah. Especially some of the reasons is to show that we're thanking Hashem for what He gave us. Yeah, so even Al HaMichu would be the same thing.
But not cake.
Yeah, it's written, spoken about by bread, yeah. Okay, that's one interesting halacha. Let's move on. There's another interesting halacha that I wasn't so aware of myself. It says that when a normal day, let's say you have knives on the table for a meal, you have to cover the knives for benching. But it says that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you don't need to. So why tack or not? No, so let's go back to basics. Why is that halacha? You have to cover the knives. So Mishpura brings two reasons. Either because that the table is like a mizbech, that length of the person's life, and metal short of the person's life. Or because once a person came to Bnei Yerushalayim and he remembered the Chorban HaBayis and he stubbed himself. Therefore, the minhag is to go and take it away. So the Shulchan Aruch says that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you don't need to. What's taka? Why not? The minhag of taka Shabbos and Yom Tov, people do leave them on. But why do these reasons not apply? So Shulchan Aruch says, if the reason is because of metal shortens a person's life, he says that metal comes from Esav, and the power of Esav doesn't exist on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And the other reason, because of Bnei Yerushalayim, that story happened on weekday, therefore a person does not need to be mapped about it. Before we... next time I'd like to speak about the Mayim Achronim, but before that, just one other very interesting halacha that... It doesn't really apply nowadays, but it does apply in one circumstance. The Shulchan Aruch says that before you wash Mayim Achronim, you should sweep up and clean all the crumbs, that it shouldn't get dirty from Mayim Achronim. That the crumbs shouldn't get dirty from the Mayim Achronim. But the Shulchan Aruch says that nowadays that we wash on a keli, it doesn't really apply. But he says when it does apply, it's quite negeir. If people wash Mayim Achronim on the table, then let's say wash Mayim Achronim over here. So if you have a bit of bread over here, it's fine. But if you're going to have crumbs around over there, and these will get messed up from Mayim Achronim water, that is a problem. So Mishnah Berurah Taka says that if you're washing Mayim Achronim on the table, you should make sure that the crumbs are not in the place where the crumbs are. Okay.
Does that apply to the Gentiles? What about the oil, like your friend?
Okay. Let's start our next topic. A lot of Mayim Achronim. Is there a chiyuv Mayim Achronim nowadays? So let's go back. Let's start a bit of basics. The Gemara Brocha says that the chiyuv to wash Mayim Achronim brought from the Gemara and is learnt out from Apostle, the Yisem Kadoshim, that you should be holy, and often there'll be bits of food on your hand, and your hands will not be clean for making a bracha. That's the Gemara in Brachas. But the Gemara Chulin says that the different reason, because of Melech Stoimis, that you'll touch dangerous salt, and if you don't wash your hands, you'll touch your eyes, and it'll blind your eyes. So there's two reasons. So what's the main one, both, what's going on over here? We'll make a big enough gemara in Halacha. So Tosfos in two places says that the real reason is really for Melech Stoimis. And that does not really apply nowadays because we don't have that type of salt. And a posok is only asmachta. So Tosfos said, because nowadays the salt, we don't normally have that type of salt, then there's no chiyuv now, and that's the main reason. And a posok is only asmachta, then there's no chiyuv nowadays to wash Mayim Achronim. That's Tosfos. But the Rosh in Brachas answers the contradiction of the Gemara in different, and he says the reason of Yisem Kadoshim is a mitzvah, but then out Melech Stoimis they made it a chiyuv. So how do we pass them? So Shulchan Aruch seems to say very clearly that Mayim Achronim is a chiyuv, is a chiyuv to wash Mayim Achronim. And Mishnah Berurah explains that it's learned out from the Yisem Kadoshim, that that's the main reason, because your hands are dirty and you should not wash with it's not appropriate to go and bench with dirty hands. And he says, even if your hands are not dirty, then you're still worried that you've got salt and what could be does still exist nowadays, and therefore you need to go and wash Mayim Achronim. But the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Aleph seems to say very clearly that Mayim Achronim is a chiyuv nowadays. Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yud seems to say that he seems to go with Tosfos that the main reason is Melech Stoimis, and salt does not apply nowadays. So he says that yesh einog in litu Mayim Achronim, some people are not noyog, and even those that are noyog not to, if a person's an istanis and he's mapped by his hands being dirty, then such a type of person does need to wash Mayim Achronim. So in a nutshell, from the Shulchan Aruch, it seems a drop of a contradiction. In Sif Aleph, he seems to be full force you need to. In Sif Yud, he's a bit, he's a bit more lenient. But Lamaisa in Mishbos, if Kotokhov base, on the later Mishbos, he brings a whole bunch of Achroinim that even nowadays, the main reason is the Yisem Kedoshim, and even nowadays, a person does need to go and wash Ma'am Achroinim. So, is there what to be lenient about? Like, you find some people are a bit more lax about it. Is there any source for it? So, before we say that, I saw the Aruch HaShulchan, he's very machmir about it, and he says, if I care, that person who's lax and lenient with Ma'am Achroinim, then Hashem will be lax with his panosa. Hashem won't give him as much panosa as a person needs. So he's very for it. But the Moyo Ksia, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, he says, apparently some yekas take on like that. He says, interesting svar that can apply nowadays. He says, that all applies then, both reasons, when in back in the day, they used to eat with their hands. So your hands were dirty from all the food, and your hands could have touched the salt, and maybe it'll touch your eye, it'll make you blind. Therefore, you need to wash Ma'am Achroinim. But come on, let's be honest with ourselves. Nowadays, we don't really eat with our hands, so we eat with forks and knives. So the reason should not really apply nowadays. So in one place, the Rabbi Yaakov and the Moitzi Ataka says that there's no chiyuv nowadays. And apparently a lot of Yekisha people, Yidden from Germany, he says, Taka don't wash because of that reason. But the Maisa, if you look in his Siddur of the Yaivats, he says, he's quite stark, that Konos Chazal, Lo'ilom Ma'medes, that the Maisa, that it does, that you do need to wash Ma'am Achroinim nowadays. The Maisa, the Levush, is happy to rely on Yaakov Emden and say nowadays it doesn't apply because nowadays we with forks and knives, therefore you don't need to. So, in a nutshell, from the Shulchan Aruch, and the Mishnah Berurah is very clear that a person should nowadays, if a person wants to be a bit lenient because it doesn't apply nowadays, of forks and knives, there is one or two later Achroinim what to rely on.
That's now, is that a leniency? The fact that nushing...
Oh, we're going to get to that.
Okay,
now, what is the main... So we quoted two, it makes a big nafkamin of many halachas. So we quoted two, in a nutshell, two reasons why you should wash Ma'am Achroinim. Either you said kadoshim because your hands are dirty and you shouldn't wash, you shouldn't bench with dirty hands, or because of so. What is the main reason? So the Beis Yosef, so the Gaon seems to say very clearly that the main reason is the Yisem kadoshim, but we'll see, it'll make nafkamin. But the Beis Yosef brings the machloikas how much do you need to wash every hand? And he brings two opinions. Either you have to wash your second knuckles, or you have to wash your whole hand. So the reasons, each one has got a reason. The reason why you have to wash your second knuckles is because the main reason is because of the salt, and that the maximum it will reach is till here, not further. Therefore, you only have to wash till there. But the reason why you have to wash till the end of your... till over here, the end of your fingers, is because maybe if it's lintat v'yisem kadoshim, then all the halachas that apply to netilas yadayim for beginning of a meal will apply to Ma'am Achroinim. So therefore, the most lenient opinion by netilas yadayim for a meal is to wash till here. So by Ma'am Achroinim, you also have to wash till here. So the Shulchan Aruch takes on the more lenient opinion that you only have to wash till here. So he seems clearly that to take on that the main reason is because of the salt, and therefore if you wash till here, it'll be okay. But the Maisa, he does add on that there are people, I've seen it myself, that wash only like a tiny bit to the first knuckles, and Mishnah Berurah is very, very against it, because Meishel Teisa, that Melech Stomis won't go there further as well. Okay, there is more to be said, but maybe we can another time.